many years I've been a pastor, interim pastor, substitute preacher, but there are some things I said that I wish I had said louder, and then there are some things I should have said but I didn't. Like, number one, don't let worries get the best of you. After all, Moses started out as a basket case. Or number two, many people want to serve God, but only as advisors. And number three, it's easier to preach a sermon than it is to live one. I've sure found that to be true. Number four, when you get to your wit's end, you'll find God lives there. Number five, people are strange. You know, they want the front of the bus, they want the middle of the road, and the back pew in church. I don't understand that, but that's the way it is. Number six, opportunity may knock once, but temptation, oh, it keeps banging on the door. Number seven, don't gripe about your church. If it were perfect, you couldn't join. Oh, number eight, if you want a better pastor, pray for the one you have. It's amazing what God will do. Number nine, God calls us to be witnesses. He did not call us to be lawyers and judges. Number 10, I found some minds are like concrete, really. Thoroughly mixed up and permanently set, and you can't crack it. And number 11, I don't know why people change churches. What difference does it make which one you stay home from? Number 12, coincidence. Oh, that's when God chooses to remain anonymous, and it is amazing what he does with his orchestrations. Number 13, God may not call the qualified as you see it, but I guarantee you, he'll qualify the ones he calls. Number 14, I fly a small antique airplane, and I've discovered that if God is your co-pilot, woo, swap seats, and let him have the controls. Number 15, when praying, don't give God instructions. Just report for duty. He'll take care of the rest. Number 16, I find that the task ahead of us is never as great as it seems to be, is as great as the power behind us. That's been the secret of my ministry. I also find, don't try to change the message of the scriptures. Let the message change you. That means you quit reading it for information and start reading it for transformation. In a tactical medicine course recently, I learned if your clothes catch fire, stop, drop, and roll. You know that won't work in hell. Oh my, what a shame. Well, the most important mathematical equation I've ever seen for all of us is one cross, three nails, forgiven. Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.